Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 39 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled, The Righteous Will Never Be Moved. The 55th Psalm, verse 22, reads, Cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Our text for today is from Psalm 112, verses 6 through 10. For the righteous will never be moved. He will be remembered forever. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steady. He will not be afraid until he looks in triumph on his adversaries. He has distributed freely. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn is exalted in honor. The wicked man sees it and is angry. He gnashes his teeth and melts away. The desire of the wicked will perish. When all is said and done, don't you want your life to be remembered? When you have been with God in heaven for 100 years, how awesome would it be if the remembrance of your righteousness was still bringing glory to God? Psalm 112, verse 6 states that the righteous will never be moved, and that person will be remembered forever. We don't usually focus on the eternal nature of righteous lives. When we think about living right with God and choosing to live holy lives, we often associate it with individual choices that are made internally, and nobody will ever know about them except us. Yet Scripture paints an entirely different picture. God sees all and knows all. He is the eternal God. So living according to His word has an infinite impact. The authors of Exalting Jesus in Psalm 101 through 150 share these insights from Psalm 112, verse 6. Because the instructions of the Lord endure forever, and the just person lives by the instructions of the Lord, it makes sense for the psalmist to use words like never and forever. The godly live with an unshakable confidence in God. The godly person perseveres in the midst of trial. Check out James chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. He's dependable. He's remembered forever. Every person should ask the question, would these things be said about me? John Phillips writes, such a person is immovable. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The foundation rocks of our planet will someday be removed. They will melt with fervent heat. The stars that burn and blaze in the vastness of the heavens will be folded up like a garment. On the other hand, the security of the blessed man is forever. That is the kind of security purchased for us at Calvary. The memory of such a person endures. The righteous shall be an everlasting remembrance. We all like to be remembered, and we have enough of eternity in our makeup that we would like to be remembered forever. What was it Solomon said? The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. That's Proverbs 10, verse 7. The Lord Jesus, in his remarkable revelation of the life beyond, mentions Lazarus by name. He was the poor man who went to the abode of the blessed. But the name of the rich man who went out into a lost eternity is not recorded. Blotted out of the book of life, he has entered eternity a non-entity, a nobody, a nameless and eternally lost soul. The blessed man, however, has an everlasting security. He may not be remembered down here, but he's one of the nobility of heaven. Up there, he has a great name. Christians who are righteous can experience stability in their lives because their commitment to God provides a firm foundation that can withstand life's challenges. They can also be assured that God recognizes and values their holy relationship with Him. This gives them hope and confidence, knowing that their actions are aligned with God's will. In addition, they will be remembered forever, leaving a lasting legacy that extends far beyond their earthly existence. Let's seek to live holy lives so that we will not be moved and continually honor Jesus, our Savior. Some questions to consider. In what ways does righteousness lead to peace and security? How do you want to be remembered? Based on your answer to that last question, what changes need to be made? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. Thank you.